Thank you so much, Chair. Three quick interventions. My reflection on the protection of human rights defenders in the context of upholding the rule of law and advancing democracies. I would want us to reflect on the grassroots human rights defenders. Most of the times they are forgotten, despite the fundamental role they play in promoting and advancing democracies. These are people who don't have access to media, but they're questioning the status quo at lowest level of our societies. And one major challenge is their access to protection mechanisms, where they have no idea when they are under stress, when they are under attack. And I really want to appeal to stakeholders and the entire human rights mechanism to look at these unsung heroes and these grassroots HRDs. These are women working in small organizations. They're getting pushbacks from the local leaders. These are young leaders working in the communities. But they have no access to protection mechanisms whenever they are under attack. We are aware of human rights defenders who are challenging corporates at community level, and they're facing pushback from these corporates, and these corporates are never held accountable at all. So as we also look at the whole protection mechanism around human rights defenders, we should not forget these grassroots champions who are defenders of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law at community level. I also want to touch on the need for strengthening judicial accountability. It's one area that we hardly hear. Most of the times we talk about judicial independence, but the other side of the same coin is judicial accountability. We have seen some cases where the judiciary has been weaponized to prosecute and persecute human rights defenders. And this is a conversation that we should take with the judiciary as part of the conversation. We have seen cases where human rights defenders have been victimized using legit and formalized processes, and people will simply say these are decisions of the judiciary. But are those decisions really founded on fundamental principles of human rights? The last one is to invest in the law enforcement agencies. They constantly interact with citizens and the human rights defenders, but how much are they equipped in terms of human rights? And of course, most of the times I've left this responsibility in the hands of the states. But I think it's so important that various stakeholders take this opportunity to invest in these law enforcement agencies. We can't talk about the rule of law, defending democracies and human rights if we don't invest in the law enforcement agencies. Thank you so much, Chair.